Michael Brown will be laid to rest today, 16 days after the young African-American was killed by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Unrest that was the rule in the days following the shooting has abated in the St. Louis suburb, but a host of critical questions remain unanswered. What were the exact circumstances that led to the shooting? How is the larger St. Louis community responding to the incident? And will a controversial county prosecutor remain on the case? For insights into those issues and to update the situation in Ferguson, Current State welcomes an ex-colleague and friend back to the program. Emmanuel Berry left WKAR for KWMU St. Louis earlier this summer. Emmanuel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Brown's funeral is today. Can you give us the details?
Yes, his funeral is today at 10 this morning. It's at a very large venue in the city of St. Louis, about 4,000 to 5,000 people are expected to attend, including a couple White House officials as well as Al Sharpton. So it should be a big event. The family of Michael Brown has also asked today that there be no protest to honor him, and are asking that there be no demonstrations and no protest at all today so that they can lay their son to rest.
Is it expected that people will abide by the Browns' request?
I think everyone's hoping that's what will happen. There have been rumors that Westboro Baptist Church might do something, but that's speculation at this point. People are concerned that people will not respect the family's wishes, but I think everyone in the community is really hoping that, you know, this is a quiet day for the Brown family.
Where does the case stand regarding Officer Darren Wilson right now? There are multiple investigations, I understand.
Yes. So Darren Wilson is being investigated by both St. Louis County as well as the federal government. For St. Louis County, the county prosecutor, Bob McCullough, has a grand jury assembled, and they will decide whether or not to indict him based on if he violated state law. The federal investigation is looking, was put on by Attorney General Eric Holder, and that's asking whether or not Michael Brown's constitutional rights were violated during this shooting incident. McCullough, who is the county prosecutor for St. Louis, is a bit controversial in the sense that people have been asking for him to step down, including from a couple of politicians from Missouri, as well as a bunch of petitions that people have signed. His father was actually killed, was a cop who was killed by a black man. So people feel that he cannot not have a bias in this case. The governor and McCullough, the governor could ask McCullough to recuse himself, but McCullough has said that he would if the governor asked him to, but the governor has said that he will not. So that's kind of where that controversy stands at the moment. As for timeline with the case, it's not, at least the county case, we probably won't see any sort of results until October is what people are saying at this point.
Our guest is Emmanuel Berry, calling in from St. Louis today, KWMU Radio. Emmanuel left WKAR's Current State earlier this summer, and we're talking about the funeral today and other matters related to the killing of Michael Brown. What's been misconstrued regarding some of the facts in this case, Emmanuel?
Yeah, the facts in this case are a little confusing in the sense that the way that the Ferguson Police Department released information initially. It was Friday after the shooting, so almost a week after the incident took place, that the Ferguson Police Department released the name Darren Wilson as the cop who shot Michael Brown. At the same time, they also released a video of a strong armed robbery, which Michael Brown is allegedly a part of. When they released that information, it was misconstrued in the sense that initially they said that Officer Wilson, when he pulled over or initially made contact with Michael Brown, he was walking down his apartment complex street, which is in Canfield Green, and the officer, they say that Darren Wilson asked them to move out of the street, and that's when the confrontation began. What they initially said is that Darren Wilson was unaware of the robbery at the time when he pulled them over, which is true, which is only partially true. He was aware that a robbery had taken place, but when he initially asked Michael Brown to get out of the street, he was not suspecting him as a robbery suspect. It was during the confrontation that he realized, oh, this might be the person who was involved in the robbery. He matches the description. So it's kind of been misconstrued that Darren Wilson was unaware of the robbery at the time when the shooting incident took place, which is not necessarily true. He was not initially pulling over or talking to Michael Brown because of the robbery, but during that incident, things changed. So that's kind of been misconstrued in part because of the way the Ferguson Police Department released information that Friday.
Mm-hmm. There was a great deal of tension and protesting here in the days following the killing. What's the scene been like over this past weekend there in Ferguson?
It has been so quiet. Our newsroom has got to sleep a little bit more this past weekend. There were no arrests made last night, which is the first time in a long time in the Ferguson community. There are still people protesting, still small groups, but very peaceful. It's been different this past weekend, and it might be in part for a lot of reasons. You know, the way the police are handling the protest may be better, and people also, you know, now that October is kind of the day that we've been given, people may be like, all right, I don't know if we can keep this up till October. So it's kind of like a holdover waiting period until results come out.
Have you seen a lot of people from out of town recently?
Yes. Throughout the protest, it's almost been like protest or active riot tourism. I don't know quite how to describe it. But, you know, we've seen people fly in from Detroit, people flying from Chicago, people flying from all over. This weekend, there were a group of communist activists as well as anarchists who are joining these protests. So it's a combination. There are people from Ferguson, there are people from the St. Louis area, but there are also people coming from all over to be a part of what's going on.
There's been a lot of criticism about the media presence there. What's that been like?
It's been insane. I've never been in a media situation where, you know, there's more reporters than people in some cases. I mean, national media, they've all been here, CNN, NBC, Don Lemon's been doing specials. It has been a bit of a media circus. And residents, I can speak from, you know, our perspective here in St. Louis as a local station, people are tired of talking to media at this point. So it's kind of making it harder for us to do our jobs at the moment. But people are really tired of speaking with the media, and it's because it was just such a massive amount here all at once, and it's definitely, I mean, a lot of the national networks are no longer here, so it's definitely slowed down in that sense, but it was pretty hectic for a while.
Former current state producer Emmanuel Berry joins us. She now reports for KWMU St. Louis. We're talking about the funeral today of Michael Brown and other issues related to Michael Brown's shooting. Where are community leaders now, Emmanuel, in this process of trying to heal and to learn from what's transpired here over the last couple of weeks? I imagine there are a lot of community conversations happening.
There are a lot of community conversations happening, and they're happening not just in the Ferguson community, but all over St. Louis, because I think this was a wake-up call to the greater St. Louis area. Some of the issues that exist in Ferguson are issues. Essentially, Ferguson could have happened in a lot of other places around St. Louis County and in the city, so it was really a wake-up call in that sense. But there have been community discussions at universities. The churches have been very active. Peace rallies at the parks. I think it's been, it's just the beginning of the healing process. It's barely even started, but it's getting to the point where people can start to have these really important, necessary conversations that people have been sweeping under the rug in the greater St. Louis area for decades on end. So it's going to be a long process. They're going to be difficult conversations, but I also think it's great to see the community want to talk about these things, mm-hmm. because that was not the case a couple weeks ago.
What has it been like for you to cover this story, Emmanuel? You went there to cover race and culture specifically, and then this huge story unfolds.
It's been interesting, and I would say it's definitely been a challenge. It's also been good because I think it's brought more attention in general to the entire newsroom about issues of race and culture. A lot of the things that people are talking about are things that people have covered in Ferguson, are things, you know, that I was researching and looking into and being like, oh, we haven't talked about this and we haven't talked about that. But now I think it's given the entire newsroom a greater sense of some of the racial issues that continue to persist in the greater St. Louis area. And it's also been, yeah, it's definitely been a challenge. Because these are difficult things to talk about. But I guess I've really enjoyed the experience, and I've enjoyed, you know, the station really coming together to cover this story, because, you know, when national media leaves, we're still here.
Sure.
This is our home. This is our community. This is where we live. So it's been a great experience, I think, for the station as a whole to really come together and show what we're capable of, and it's been great to be a part of that experience.
Well, I'm sorry it's these circumstances that brought us back together, but we are very grateful for your time. Emmanuel Berry, formerly of WKAR's Current State, joining us live this morning from KWMU St. Louis. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thanks, Mark.